Preston.
Hi, good morning. 194 on the Playhouse in the morning. Well, kind of the way of things the past good while now is you go to the store and like, ooh, this is totally empty now and I can't find this. And then you ask somebody and they're like, oh yeah, we haven't had that in months. Sorry, it's short right now. They went in, they made a list of things that might be hard for you to find over the next couple of months, including butter, of course, eggs. Candy is going to start maybe taking a hit. Mustard, peaches, pet food, popcorn, sriracha, tampons, potatoes, tomatoes, and turkey. It's kind of one of these things not belong.
Yeah, how'd that slip in there?
All food items.
Slide into the list.
And then they're like, and yeah, man, tampons too. But I thought what would be kind of fun is this conversation. If this were to become hard to find, I would lose my mind. Like, what is the food item or thing on shelves that you go to purchase that if this was in low supply, you could not find this? It would completely destroy your life. Like, for me, if I go for coffee grounds and they're like, sorry, there's a coffee shortage, I'm sorry. I can't work anymore. I would just be like, you know what? I can't. Let me know when this is over.
Gonna need to take like a mental wellness leave?
I think so.
Yeah.
Here's what we could do. So on Sundays, we have American Top 40 with Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Until the coffee came back, we just aired the exact same countdown for the week, Monday through Friday, and then probably again on Sunday.
Yep.
And just be, you know, the countdown. Seacrest got this. Because I
love countdowns, you know?
Yeah, they love Ryan Seacrest.
People, yeah. It's all a lot to love here.
He's an American treasure.
Yep.
So I think that's probably what we would do. So coffee for me, Amy K.
I would say, similar, like for a beverage, Coca-Cola, because I like to have one like every morning. But one that I am currently going crazy about, it's chocolate chip bagels.
Hmm.
I cannot find them anywhere.
Chocolate chip bagels?
Yeah, you've never had a bagel and chocolate it has chocolate chip. Chips in
it? Yeah. Or like a cinnamon.
They have those everywhere.
Okay. And like, I'm guessing
blueberries,
the raisin
everywhere.
Ones are everywhere. Because why? Yeah. Who buys that? You
True.
Sick animal.
I Googled, is there a chocolate chip bagel shortage? I didn't find much, but...
Now you mentioned it, you don't see that. I see a lot of the French toast.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah. I can't find them anywhere.
Hmm.
I've been to multiple Cashwises and Walmarts.
You don't really seem like a bagel person to me. I'm surprised that you enjoy a good bagel.
Because I can't find any. That's why you haven't seen me eat one.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I guess accurate. What is that thing? If this was hard to find, oh, you'd lose your mind there, E.
I had a first thought of like, what happened if there was like a beer shortage and just Minnesota and North Dakota just turns into
Shut down, like an
end of world type scenario, like a zombie apocalypse just occurs. Turns out it was just the beer keeping us all together through
moonshine,
winter.
Moonshine, probably.
Yeah. No, honestly, the one that would crush me would be pancake batter. I am not a great cook. And when it comes to my kids, I keep it pretty simple. I'm your macaroni, spaghettis, peanut butter and jellies. Like, I keep it to the basics.
Yeah.
Pancakes is my specialty. You need pancakes, and I can make pancakes in shapes. You want a Spinosaurus? Done. Like, I can get you a unicorn. I'm getting good with pancakes. But it's also what I go to about 50% of the time when I need to cook.
Here's some pancakes.
So if there's a pancake shortage, I'd be in rough shape.
Now, do you have a go-to brand?
No, don't care.
Whatever?
Whatever the kids eat, that's the brand.
Do you eat it with maple syrup or just butter?
Oh, no, smother it in syrup. That's how your kids eat it.
What kind of monster are you?
Well, it's not me. I recently discovered this about my fiancé. He likes just butter.
Ugh! That's not even a pancake, is it?
Why don't you just eat toast, you weirdo? Like,
yeah.
Why?
It does the same thing with Eggo waffles.
What?
Yeah.
If there's a pancake shortage, I'm blaming your husband.
What an odd thing.
It is him.
What?
Eat it all dry.
Why? It's not even the same food anymore.
Are we sure he's even American? Do you even want to go through with this?
It was a little shocking. I said, do you want me to syrup? And he said, no, I'm just going to put butter on it. And I said, just butter? And he said, yeah. Ugh.
I would do the full-on elf pancake thing. If my kids eat it, that's what's going on there. Chocolate chips, sprinkles, all of that.
Listen, you haven't actually had the ceremony yet. If you don't want to go through with this, now, are you being held against your will?
I've seen some real red flags
here. Do you need me to blink?
Yeah.
We could get you out of this. We absolutely do. So if this food or whatever, some sort of becomes hard to find like so many other things, it would ruin your life. You would lose your mind. What's that thing for you? 237, it's text 35270, Twitter, Snapshot at Y94 Playhouse as we play Harry Styles. Music for a sushi restaurant in the Playhouse. Y94. Here we go. Y94 on the Playhouse in the Morning. If this food was hard to find, it would ruin your life.
Tacos. Mm-hmm. Be the worst. It's not a world I want to really think about. But yeah, that's it.
I can feel the emotion. I don't even want to think of a world without tacos. Can't even. No. We've seen some people texting if this food was in shortage, I would die.
Yeah, someone said soup, pretty much any soup. It's warm, it's comforting, it's filling. Another person said Kit Kats. Someone said eggs. I love them alone or in other stuff. And another person said apples. They're pretty much a good food for everything. They're crispy, tart, fresh, and sweet.
Those are all reasonable ones. I just I was waiting for the one way out of left field.
And most of these are pretty standard things. Yeah. I will tell you, because I went and grabbed some of the other, because we had a movie night this weekend with the kids.
Uh-huh.
And so movie night, everybody kind of gets their choice of candy. And my wife forgot to get mine, so I went to the gas station to go get it, and I was so happy it was there. If we lived in a world where you could not get Haribo gummy bears, my life would lose a lot of meaning. Now, here's the thing. I don't really have much of a sweet tooth, but I like Haribo gummy bears. And every once in a while, somebody's like, oh, yeah, he likes gummy bears, so they give me a package of gummy bears. I don't want none of your essential, everyday poverty garbage. It's not like I'm an affluent person. I'm not Steve Jobs over here. I'm not Elon Musk. I don't ask for much in life. I don't splurge on a lot. I don't want your garbage gummy bears. I want Haribo gummy bears, because any other gummy bear is trash. It is no good.
You don't want the Fleet Farm
bulk
pack.
No, it's so gross. And then my wife likes to do this, but look how giant, how many you get. And it's actually less money for three times as much. No!
I was going to suggest a brand of gummy bears, but no, I'm not.
Haribo or Harino? It's not Haribo. Yet. It's got to go. I don't want your garbage gummy bear, because it's not the same. They're nasty.
I'm going to air check that saying and send that to the Haribo company so fast.
Get some for free.
Get a sponsorship on this segment so fast.
It is. That's a good gummy bear.
If it's Haribo, it's Harino. If it's not Haribo, it's got to go.
Absolutely. It's just not the same.
Golf clap. Nice. That was on the spot.
I don't look for much in life. I really don't. If anything, I think I'm kind of a minimalist. I don't like to have a lot of, I don't spend money on just junk. I have no trivial garbage, but I want a good gummy bear.
You need to try sour gummy bears. There's a brand. It's not Haribo, but they're delicious.
You just listen to this man go on a tangent on Haribo gummy bears and then have the gall to toss out suggestions at him.
How dare you?
You hear anything this man just said.
You know what's even worse? If somebody knows you like gummy bears and they're like, oh, look, I got you. What are the weird little peach things? The circular peach things.
Oh, yeah, peachos. They're delicious.
Did you like gummy bears? It's not the same.
What?
That's not a gummy bear.
Yep.
It literally is a ring. First of all, it's not bear-shaped. And they're all peach-flavored.
It has to be in a bear shape.
Yes.
Yeah, this maybe falls into like a macaroni category, where there is a difference between regular and spiral and shapes. And that, everyone's a different macaroni.
See, I feel like you hear where I'm coming from.
I do. I get it.
I
relate.
Where I'm coming from.
Someone said you should go read the reviews for those gummy bears.
They sell them in giant sacks, and they can give you some digestive problems if you eat too many. That's why they sell them in such tiny packages, I suppose.
They're doing it for you.
They're like, okay, well, you can't eat more than this. Yeah. I like a good Haribo gummy bear. That food that if you couldn't find it, you got problems. 237, it's text 35270, 623 with Miley Flowers.
We were good. We were cold.
It's Playhouse Y94, Miley Cyrus, 6:26 in the morning. Happy Monday. So obviously there's been plenty of things that maybe been hard to find the past couple of years. But what is the thing that if it was hard to find, it would just destroy you? What do you see in ABK?
Someone said toaster strudels. Another person said popcorn. I prefer air popped with butter and salt, but plain popcorn, microwave, Jiffy Pop, movie theater, smart food, the popcorn in the Christmas tins, all are great. Someone else said lobster, macaroni and cheese, ribs, buffalo wings, and olives. I can eat them anytime.
Ribs would be a tough one.
That'd be sad, especially.
That would be a tough one.
Certain times of year would be a little tougher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody mentions toaster strudels, and I know this really isn't, let's just judge people's things, but here's my issue with toaster strudels. Delicious.
Yeah.
Genius idea.
Yeah.
Why so little frosting?
Oh, yeah, good point. I think anyone that even loves Toaster Strudels would be on that bandwagon with you. Yeah.
Why don't they sell larger packs of frosting or give you a few extra? Because usually what happens is if I have a Toaster Strudel, like I'm like, oh, sweet, I'll just take a second frosting. But then inevitably somebody at the end gets the one with no frosting or the two without any frostings because I'm gross.
Yeah, now it's just plain with a like a strawberry filling, and that's just meh. It's meh.
What they got to do is they got to put a couple extra in there. Like if you're not going to go ahead and, you know, inflate all of the packages, put a couple extra in there, just a couple for the end of the dads.
How would the CEO get his bonus at the end of the year if they did that? That's his bonus money, man.
Why you think that Pillsbury Doughboy is so fat?
You know what? The other like ratio one that's, this is not a food, but it's always bugged me. And I do think you can find it in rare places. But you know you can get the pack of day cold medicine and night cold medicine?
Yep.
I do not need those two bottles to be the same size. I need a larger daytime bottle and a smaller nighttime bottle.
Mm-hmm.
What ends up is you just you take the same amount of nighttime as daytime?
I think I would take more nighttime. I just constantly want to be knocked out.
During the day, you take two, three, or four of those.
Yeah,
at night, you take the one and you go to bed.
Exactly.
I think, though, in pill form, you get more DayQuil.
Maybe, yeah. But I like the, there's something to slurping down the syrup that sounded more like boozing. But I'm talking about cold medicine.
So Lil Wayne comes to town and you just got to be having that purple drink there, E?
There's something about slipping down the syrup.
In fairness, I had to make that ad, so lay off.
Had a lot.
Had a lot of crooks try to steal your cold medicine.
You'll get more in pill form. So you get 16 DayQuil, 8 NyQuil.
See, again, that's too much of a ratio. I need 3 day to like one night. I need a 75% daytime, 25% nighttime.
I agree with this. I firmly do. And as somebody that has accidentally taken, as Amy has, I know you have, NyQuil in the middle of the day, it is not a fun trip.
Oh, that is not good.
Unless maybe you're Lil Wayne. Then you're like, this is kind of what I came here for. I suppose. Okay, if this food was hard to find, it would ruin your life.
I would die if there were no bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon is like the flavor of life. And if all the pigs were gone and there were no bacon, I just don't know if I could go on.
Well, and then somebody's going to be like, well, we got turkey bacon. But like, you know what? I just don't eat any bacon. It's fine.
I would say, too, I love bacon. I love the smell that stays around after bacon. I hate having to dispose of the bacon grease.
Yeah.
Which anytime you tell someone that there's a bacon enthusiast that tells you all the things you can do with bacon grease, at which I tell them, I had a hard enough time making the bacon right, so let's just cool it with your bacon grease recipes.
That's what you need to do with the grease, cool it.
It does make it easier to get rid of that way. I just like the term bacon enthusiast because I'm not sure I've ever heard it before.
Yeah, they're out there, man.
They definitely are. Any other ones there, Amy Kay?
Yeah, someone said potatoes. Smashed, mashed, baked, fried, twice baked, tots, chips, hash browns, potato pancakes. Anyway, I'll have them all, please. Mm-hmm. Someone said chocolate milk, shrimp. They're so good. Tortillas. They're the best thing on earth, and you can use them in so many ways. Broccoli. Not only is it delicious, but you can eat so much. Let me have 2 or 3 pounds of broccoli, and I'll be a happy man.
Those are like all pretty solid. For the potato guy, I want to just say I think you're all right. I'm pretty sure that's what they use during like drought to keep everyone. Like that's literally the last food standing. So if we're having a potato problem, we have more at hand than food as an issue.
I just assume that's why we all live here, to be close to the potatoes. I just want to be in close proximity, them taters.
Yeah.
Oh, the Morning Playhouse.